Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Alright. Can you feel the excitement in the air? It's episode 199. So that means next week will be episode 200. And it will be, hopefully a lot of people will be on that show. And it'll be E3 party. Because we'll be recording the day before the show starts. So we can do all of our predictions, and then we can find out how wrong they are on Monday when everybody listens to the show.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yay. But this week, since I guess everybody's taking a sabbatical.
Stupid holidays.
Until that. Okay.
Kill Wolverine out of nowhere, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, armed forces.
What? Awfulness.
It's a Memorial Day.
We just want to say that we at the N4G podcast support the troops.
Never said I didn't.
And we wish them the best.
Yes. But this week, we have a Gambith Con.
Greetings, programs.
Aren't you eating a Hot Pocket?
Actually, I'm eating some pizza rolls.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard the microwave ding, so...
And I'm also eating some oatmeal as well.
Holy fuck, that's disgusting.
Yep.
Wait a minute, hold on. Is Hot Pocket slang for something?
No.
Your entire life confuses and scares the shit out of me.
Oh my god.
Eat oatmeal and hot and pizza rolls. Why don't you just put the oatmeal in the pizza roll?
Or vice versa.
Oatmeal roll.
Oatmeal roll.
Yeah.
Dude, Quaker's going to steal your idea.
Quaker, no one's going to buy it because that's disgusting.
Jason will buy it.
That's disgusting.
Quaker can have my idea.
You're pancake and sausage on a stick, aren't you?
Dude, they already make eggs and sausage in a toaster pastry that you can cook in your toaster.
Dude, that sounds
fucking
delicious.
They'll make oatmeal in a roll.
That actually does sound delicious.
You've never had those before?
No, I have not.
They're pretty good. Mm. They're toaster strudels, except they're eggs and sausage and cheese.
Ooh. So are we talking about Cooking Mama?
No. But we are moving on.
You should know by now that we don't just talk about video games.
We usually stray off into the food portion.
Yeah.
Rather quickly. But anyway, also with us we have the Wombat, Ryan Wombo.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not eating anything disgusting and weird.
Also with us we have Key-Doop.
Hey.
Who wishes he was eating a Hot Pocket.
Eh. No. No.
And
he's getting the old Hot Pocket, if you know what I mean. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. Alright, and also with us this week we have Michael Futter.
They call me the Railroad.
Oh, Lord. I don't think anybody calls
best
you
Twitter
the Railroad.
Conversation ever.
But I don't think anybody calls you the Railroad.
I think how do you know?
You call yourself the Railroad. I think that's it.
But it's appropriate.
If you say so.
I do.
I do not plan on finding out.
I will get sworn testimony.
Okay.
I don't think that's needed.
We'll just let it
your
go.
Word on it.
But this should be an interesting show. A prequel to what is to come. So, fuck it, I don't know. Gambus, do you want to do some fondling or something?
Would I?
The butt.
Okay.
Say, what? In the butt.
What? Okay. I have played this some games this week.
I have played this some games.
Yep.
I love Gambus
English. Thanks for keeping me in a job, man.
Gambus English is fucking awesome.
Gambus English is the standard.
I love it. It's so cool.
Let's see here. Let me see. The least exciting thing I played this past week was the new D&D game, Daggerdale or whatever.
Dungeons and Dragons Daggerdale.
Talk about the most generic thing like ever created in the history of generic.
Did you play it on PS3 or 360? Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry, we haven't made a joke about the store not being up for a while, so I felt like my quota needed to be met.
But yeah, Dungeons and Dragons Daggerdale for the XBLA download, $15, $14 too much. this game is like, oh, you could call it a Diablo clone, but...
No, you can't.
I would rather play the first Diablo, blindfolded. This game is just really buggy. I know it might be a decent multiplayer game, but I'm too afraid to play it.
You can't.
Yeah.
Did you actually buy it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Thank God I didn't. $15 for a train wreck? No thanks.
I thought you liked choo-choo trains.
And here's the thing. I like Dungeons and Dragons, the actual game where you're...
The actual Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, where you're throwing dice and, like, doing math problems to see if you got hit by an axe or not.
There's something wrong with you.
I would rather play Dungeons and Dragons using calculus and trig than to play this game on XBLA.
And you just play the demo.
I know.
Yeah.
He wants to use calculus and trig playing D&D with, like, some KY jelly or something.
I can't believe you'd rather do calculus than play that. That must be really terrible.
Damn, man.
You have no idea.
But, yeah, this game is... I mean, I didn't play it for too long, but I can already tell by, like, the 5 or 6 glitches that I encountered over about 10 minutes, that this game just wasn't for me, you know. I kind of like games that are, you know, at least 65% completed.
At least 65.
Yeah, at least 65% completed, you know.
That's why he's never played Fallout.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's a payback, bitches, for all that Duke shit I got last week.
Well, you just opened up the door, man.
That's fine.
But yeah, I don't know, man. The Dragondale was just such a disappointment. I was looking forward to it because I like Diablo type of games. I love Torchlight. Torchlight is superior in every way, shape, and form.
You know what the only good thing about Daggerdale being so bad is?
What's that?
Dungeon Siege might actually look good by comparison.
Yeah, but Obsidian, man.
I understand that, but now, you know, at least they've got some cushion.
I suppose.
Yeah.
So they can be like, at least it's not Daggerdale.
Well, let me put it this way. If they get the pause menu to work properly in Dungeon Siege 3, then they're already a step ahead.
See? That's what I'm saying. They've got a lot of cushion.
How does the pause menu not work?
The pause menu is actually broken. such that if you pause the game, your A accepts the option and B backs out. The resume game option alternates between actually having to hit A or B in order to get where you need to go to get back to the game. It's actually broken. If you use the D-pad instead of the thumbstick to scroll options, it actually skips every other one. This game is so fucking glitchy that... You know, I mentioned before the podcast, you get to the credits. I played the entire thing. You get to the credits, there's a QA team of like 12 people, and I hate every single one of them.
Hey, dude, All I gotta say is, God bless you. I hope you get front row on the gates of heaven, because
oh, that ship has sailed,
dude. You need the best if you played that whole game.
Oh my God!
Man,
so was that the rapture? Is that what it was?
Dagger Tail was.
It was. It was.
Yep. He's going to read my review, he's going to look at my score, and he's going to shake his head and go, dude, you were too generous.
Ouch.
Ouch. But yeah, moving on from a piece of crap to,
I love Angry Gambus.
to something that's really awesome, I played some more Legend of Heroes for the PSP. Trails in the Sky.
In the sky keep on turning.
Wow, Ernie, hello.
Yeah, this game is put out by Exceed, which is almost being codenamed the new Working Design Company. If you don't know who Working Design is, there were a company in the 90s that specialized in a lot of Japanese and role-playing games. They did a lot of really cool limited edition packaging. This game, I've talked about it for the past like maybe 3 episodes. As you can tell, I'm an advocate for this game. This is the best role-playing game that no one is talking about. No one has played. I swear I might have picked up maybe I might be the like the 5th person outside of Japan who's like playing this game. Because nobody's talking about it on any other podcasts, and like the one or two podcasts that I hear it mentioned in are these like so hardcore, like niche gaming podcasts that they're like, oh yeah, I heard that game was out. Oh, have you played it? No, I haven't played it. So nobody's playing this game, and it's just it hurts me because it's one of the best role playing games I've played this generation, and it's. And it just so happily is a portable game that nobody's ever heard of, really. So, if you want a gem, a nice gem of a game that you didn't know was good, and you're into JRPGs, highly recommend Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky. I can't recommend it any higher. I think my only gripe with the game, like, pretty much my only gripe with the game is that the battle systems they drag sometimes. Sometimes it takes a while to beat a battle, even if the battle isn't hard, isn't tough. If it's just your average monster party that you're always fighting, sometimes it could be a long battle, a little bit longer than what it should be. But that's my only complaint. The battle system's fantastic. Characters are cool. The writing is probably one of the best Japanese localizations that I've seen in a long time. Writing that actually triggers an emotional response.
Did you cry?
Yes, I did.
Was?
But yeah, let's see here. The last game that I played is a iPhone. Well, it came out for the iPad first, and then it came out for iPhone like maybe a month later. And this game, it's interesting. It's interesting to say the least. It's called Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery EP. And, wow. If anybody wants to, like, describe this game really quick, because there's a lot of people that are like, I don't even know how to describe the game, you know? It's like, I don't even know, you know? Because it's, and then some people just describe the game, oh, it's a work of art. Okay. Here's my description of the game. It's Ico meets Suda 51.
Uh-oh.
And almost as a homage to the original Pitfall.
God, this game just sounds awful.
Except a lot of people love it.
A lot of people do love it. It's also had a
lot of people like German poop porn too, you know.
God damn it, that was an off the air conversation.
Is that you?
Well, now it is.
Are you the one buying the video?
I'm the one person. I put it up on Pirate Bay, and man, you should see the amount of leechers.
Is that what they call them?
Yes. <That's>, my favorite one involves something called the Hot Pocket.
That must be the cheeseburger Hot Pocket.
Followed it up with giving her the old Daggerdale.
Give her the old Daggerdale.
Oh. Wow.
Good. Yeah, Daggerdale's.
Daggerdale's not that good?
No, it's not.
I thought we moved on from that.
Daggerdale is not as good as poop porn.
Okay. Anywho.
And Atari just died.
If it was a physical disc, it would be buried right next to E.T.
Nice.
I think I have to agree with you on that. Yeah.
That's a great picture, if you've ever seen everybody always uses the E.T. was buried in the desert. If you go back and find an issue of Game Pro...
Yep.
And there's a picture there, and it has like a bulldozer. If you know what that picture really is, it's great that it's in a gaming magazine.
Hmm.
That picture is actually a naked woman laying there. And the bulldozer is on her mommy part.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's like going over like a forest because it's so close in, but that's really what it is. And when I saw it in the magazine, I was like,
All right. You know what I'm doing right now?
You're looking for that picture?
I'm Googling the shit out of this.
Yep, I bet you are.
E.T.
Good lord.
Very...
I will find...
Hey, game right up.
Yeah, there you go. There's the picture. Go ahead, Gambus. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to distract you with women mommy parts.
You know, that's always distracting.
I'm sure it
is. But yeah, this game, you know, simply put, is basically Ico meets Suda 51, and it almost feels like a homage to the original Pitfall. This game is an action-adventure side-scrolling game that is very bizarre. I don't really know what's going on in the game. It's just I kind of like go places and make things happen. It's really cool, though.
Oh, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. Go places, make things happen.
Yeah, yeah.
What I do every day of my life.
I'm telling you. I should make a game about myself.
Thing is, honestly, though, the thing that makes this game, for me, is the music. It's got one of the best, like...
Did Creed do the soundtrack?
Dude,
the music
in this game.
I took my shirt off for Jesus. Flaunt my manly nails.
Yeah.
Sorry, what are you guys talking about? I'm looking at this picture.
I bet you are.
What a picture of Scott Stapp.
Oh, that's nasty. In his leather pants and no t-shirt. I got a poster of that on my wall.
Standing like he's nailed to a cross, which he had a tendency to do way too often.
What were those big things that you put on your wall?
Big heads?
Fat heads. Fat heads, yeah. I have a fat head of Scott Stapp.
You have Scott Stapp fat head.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome. This podcast is already off the rails.
Hot Pocket.
Yeah, this is like old school right here.
Yeah,
I bet somebody misses that.
Yeah.
There's going to be people who miss that. Go ahead, Gamble.
Well, really, I don't have much to say about the game other than the fact that it's got an incredible soundtrack. So incredible, actually, that...
You bought it?
No, not yet. It's going to be coming to iTunes, but... evidently, they're releasing an actual vinyl record version of the soundtrack.
Can you play that?
No, but I'd love to just own it.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything.
And maybe I will someday.
Don't your parents own? Maybe you can get your record player from them.
My sister owns a record player.
There you go.
See, Jason gets a record player, and he just puts the cans on his ears, and he's like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Wicka-wicka.
But yes.
DJ Carr. Everybody dance.
Yeah. But, that's pretty much what I've been,
break it down, y'all.
Playing this past week.
Awesome, what are you playing this week?
I'm gonna play more Super Brothers Swords and Sorcery.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah, I just wanna find out what the heck this game is about. I mean, I'll probably end up beating the game and still not.
It's about swords and sorcery,
And that's Super sorcery Brothers. With a W.
I tell you, the
sorcery.
The most, like, said thing that this game is, people say, oh, it's art. And it's like, okay, that's really describes the gameplay. Cool.
Don't tell Roger Ebert that.
Oh!
It's officially art. Art Deco. Yep. Okay. So
not Daggerdale, huh?
Not Daggerdale.
No.
I don't think anybody's going to play that next week.
Daggerdale, I think I passed something through my rectum that was better than Daggerdale.
My lord.
That game is a piece of, well,
shit.
You get the idea.
Gambus hates better than anybody else.
Yes.
Awesome. Alright, so I guess I'll move on to Kato.
Oh, good. This is everyone's favorite part of the show. Wicka-wicka.
Brought to you by
Hot Pocket. Everybody dance now.
I just picture Gamus Khan dancing. 90% of the time, I picture Gamus Khan dancing in his room to that. That's how I picture him spending 90% of his day.
You just picture him 90% of the time anyway.
Oh.
Well, that's...
Oh.
I mean, who does it?
Between him and Scott Stapp. Nothing else.
I think if we licensed the Gamus Khan Fathead, we can make some money.
I think we could.
One. Only one.
We just need to record Wombat singing Creed songs.
Yeah.
Like, you guys know way too much Creed. That's the path.
That's because we grew up with it.
I worked at a music store for 6 years.
Change the record, man.
you're not allowed. You have to play what they want you to
like
play.
Like 40-year-old virgin. With the Michael McDonald.
If I have to hear Yamo be there one more time, I'm going to Yamo burn this place to the ground.
All right, go ahead, K-Dub.
Well, I played L.A. Noire, which I'm sure everyone talked about in extensive length last week.
Yes, we had a round table that you
missed.
Yes,
well, it was my birthday.
Yeah, well, so, you didn't do anything, you just slept.
No.
That's a good birthday.
I actually went out and enjoyed turning 30.
No, you didn't. You didn't enjoy turning 30.
No, I really didn't. Played a lot of that. Loving it. And I think the shooting's fine.
I think you're on crack.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, what was it? MK Trilogy.
Mortal Kombat Trilogy.
Yeah, which is showed its age.
Old.
Yeah.
Which is old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a blast to play the cheating bastard in front of me.
What?
Yeah.
I'm a cheating bastard because you lost.
Yeah. Yep, that's how it goes. Every time I lose, someone cheats.
See, that's what I told somebody last night. I said, that's why I didn't show up to the Mortal Kombat Gamer Night, because I wanted to let somebody else win.
Yeah.
By Johnny Cage, I bet I can almost maybe start to think about taking it.
You can think all day long.
I do. Oh, I do.
But I figured somebody else needed to win, so I didn't show up to the MK Gamer Night last night.
Wow.
You didn't show up to any part of the Gamer Night.
Oh, dear.
Oh, sorry. I just, you know.
I would like to have played Red Faction.
You don't even own Red Faction.
No.
You need to own it before you can play it.
I was, you know, going to buy it. I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
$13, man.
You know, I figured it's only 20 for games on demand, so I'd rather just buy it new.
That's not buying it new. That's
Technically, it is.
Technically, it makes you feel like you bought it new.
Oh, I see what you... I got it.
I mean, it's $20 new anyway, even if it's disc-based, but... You know, I'd rather buy it new since it's only a few bucks more.
Yeah, so that's fair.
For a few dollars more, it's a Clint Eastwood movie. Take it home. Chew it. It's delicious.
Okay. Thanks.
Hot Pocket.
Is that it?
Yeah, no, that's it.
What are you playing this week?
What comes out this week?
The Hunted.
No. I'm not playing.
And no.
So probably just L.A. Noire. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe? See.
I don't know.
Okay.
Way to
sweet.
I don't even know what the fuck you're doing. Whatever, man. I'm moving on. Alright, so I guess I'll move on to Mr. Futter then.
Yo.
Because you don't even know what you're playing.
I have been playing shit. I played all of Daggerdale.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, my review will be up shortly.
Give him the Daggerdale.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's going to be a new meme, because it was just so bad. I walked into it thinking, all right, this is like the spiritual successor to Dark Alliance, and Dark Alliance 2, and it shat on their graves.
Oh.
Yeah. I also reviewed Kung Fu Panda 2.
Kung Fu Panda.
It's a connect. It's, you know, it's not the hardcore game we've been waiting for, but for the kiddies, it's a good time.
Have we been waiting on a hardcore Kung Fu Panda game?
No, hardcore Kinect game.
I was like, we all probably thought the same thing. Are we really waiting for a hardcore Kung Fu Panda?
I am.
I want Kung Fu Panda complete with decapitations and dismemberment.
That's in the back of the box. Now with
I want Kung Fu with actual pandas.
It does have finishing moves, but they are not fatalities.
Fatality!
That's a real shame.
I'm not buying it.
Let's see.
You really think pandas in the wild just punch each other and let each other
wish.
Go?
They God, each I other. Hope so.
And, I mean, honestly, at this point, who's even waiting for a hardcore game for Kinect?
Well, apparently we're getting one.
Apparently we're getting 10.
Yeah, Star Wars is being announced at E3
that
live.
That little lightsaber game they showed off last
that's
year?
That's not going to be hardcore.
It's better. The Ghost Recon game was confirmed to be better with Kinect.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah, confirmed by who?
Confirmed by Microsoft.
It's got it on the box. Better with Kinect. We'll see what that means.
Yeah, right.
I've seen a lot of things on the box. I remember buying Tribes for the PS2, and it said goodbye Halo.
Yeah, it sure did.
Indeed. Oof.
And you know what that was saying? That was in reference to? That's because Tribes was going to the bargain bin.
Bye, Halo.
It's like, goodbye Halo.
I'll never see you.
We'll never be on the same shelf again.
This is the last time we'll be mentioned in the same sentence until the N4G podcast brings it up 6 or 7 years from now.
In the future. Last night we had a gamer night. We had a bunch of people show up. Altus, Sodoom, Jeff Borsick was there. Wombat was there. Frustrated Fury was there. Fixer was there. We played, what did we play? We played Crysis 2. That was fun. We played some Mortal Kombat, and I am sucking less. It's all about me. And we played some Red Faction Guerrilla, which I just picked up, and sorry that I missed it when it came out, but not so sorry that I paid $13 for it.
$13.
Drew's not on the show this week, but he is in the middle of reviewing First Templar, and I played a bunch of it co-op with him. I will let him speak to that. Don't run out and get it. I'll say no more. Played some L.A. Noire, and I played, I don't know, am I allowed to talk about the embargo game? Am I even allowed to mention that I'm playing it for review?
Yeah, I talked about it last week, I think.
Oh, okay. So I'm reviewing Red Faction Armageddon, and I played some of the multiplayer, and I'm looking forward to diving in and to the single player, which I'll be starting this afternoon. And so far, really like what I've played. You are correct. I remember you said the Magnet Gun. It's a fuck ton of fun. I actually really like the debt charge gun, where you just plaster a bunch of debt charges on a guy and then watch him explode into little bits.
I wish I could talk about the weapon you get after you beat the game.
Yeah. Well, I will hopefully know what that is within the next 2 days so that I can write up my review for when the embargo.
It makes an awesome sound.
Okay, now I really do want to play this game, like, right now through to the end, so I know what you're talking
about.
It's
probably the most ridiculous thing I've seen.
Yeah, I showed it to K-Dub, and it's
ridiculous.
Sweet.
But it's awesome.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not. It's just ridiculously awesome.
Yeah, and then next week, more Red Faction, both games. More Crisis 2. I want to actually dive into the single player of that, play some more multiplayer. More Mortal Kombat so that I can actually think about maybe starting to potentially give Ken a run for his money. More L.A. Noire. And there's a game that's coming out that they mentioned on Penny Arcade. A buddy of mine is huge into program movement, simultaneous movement. So essentially what these games are is they're hybrids between real-time strategy and turn-based strategy, such that both players make their moves at the same time. It's a game called Frozen Synapse. That's out on Steam. It's actually buy one, get one for a friend. So he and I are going to be playing that. And then the other thing that I'm looking at, and I was looking for your opinion, have any of you tried on Gunner Optics, the gaming glasses?
I tried
Cat reviewed
wrong.
Those,
yeah,
didn't she?
Cat reviewed a set of them.
She liked them, based on her review. She gave them an 8.5.
I've only put them on at, like, Best Buy, and that's kind of stupid because there's no games.
Yeah.
They're like, here, put these on. Like, okay. Okay. Look at that fat lady over there. What?
They've come down a lot, and Amazon has a bunch of models for, you know, just a little bit more than the price of a new game. So I'm spending a lot more time in front of the screen lately, so I was considering it.
You look kind of like a douche.
Yes, but I'll be douching it up in my own house with nobody looking at me. So
I don't know. My wife looks at me with my Turtle Beach headset on, and she's like, nerd.
Yeah.
And then she goes back to playing World of Warcraft.
Oh, I also... I don't think I mentioned this last week because I don't know if it had happened yet. When they released the Resistance 3 box art, they ran a contest. Astro Gaming ran a contest along with Insomniac, and they were giving away speaker tags for the A30s, and I actually won a pair, so I'm looking forward to receiving those. But they're really, really cool.
Yeah, the Resistance 3 box art's cool, but that's not going to make that game cool.
Oh. Snap.
Wow, you're in hate mode today.
Oh, come on, it happens.
Not as much as Gambus.
That's true.
No, not as much as Gambus, but Gambus played a little bit of Daggerdale, and he's most certainly justified.
Man, I've played Resistance 1 and 2. I'm sorry, but I find the single-player campaign to be a snore fest. I'm not alone.
I did not like the single-player in Resistance 2. I did like the multiplayer a lot, but I did not like the single-player.
I'm understanding a bit that they've changed the single player around a little bit.
That's what they said last time.
Oh, well, that's because they got rid of the health meter, didn't they?
I don't even remember. I fell asleep.
Wow.
All I know is I hope this one has big puddles of blood on the ground that look like they're from Nintendo 64, like Resistance 2 did.
Oh!
There's so many beautiful things in that game. And then there's these huge puddles of blood on the ground that look like my 486 computer rendered them.
Maybe they used assets from Doom.
Or Rise of the Triad.
Or Rise of the Triad.
You know, at this point, though, there are a few games that are going to be able to hold up a candle to Crysis 2 when it comes to beauty. I'm just blown away by how good that game looks.
That game is pretty. Yeah, but so Uncharted 2 will probably make my head explode.
Uncharted 3.
Uncharted 3.
Whatever. There's a number. Yes. Fuck it. I don't care.
Skyrim looks like it's going to be amazing looking, too.
Skyrim? Well, except for the people going through the ground and, you know, being upside down.
Oh, for God's sake.
But the game doesn't come out until November.
And it still won't be done. Come on!
I mean, these engines are so huge and they track so many objects in the game that, yeah, shit happens. Yeah. But I got to tell you, between Rockstar and Bethesda, they're like Teflon when it comes to the bugs. they somehow pull out of it and make it, you know, I don't know if it's just that everybody apologizes for it. And admittedly, I'm a Fallout apologist. I mean, when I was in Megaton in Fallout 3, like, I had the bug where people kept disappearing. And then they'd show up dead a couple days later, like, laying on the ground like a
serial killer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they had turned that into a story, it would have been awesome. But no, it was really just a glitch where people somehow climbed up high and took a nosedive. And because they're real people and you can kill them, you can kill anybody. You know, the game's like, all right, they're dead now. Who cares if they were important for quests?
Until a person who's important for a quest disappears, and then you can't finish the quest.
Yes. Then there's cursing. Lots.
It's good to know you get $60 out of it.
Yeah, I
definitely got my $60 out of Fallout 3. Are you kidding me? I played that game for probably 45 hours.
That's it? I played for about 80 hours, and I played Oblivion for over 100.
Oh, Oblivion and Morrowind, I've got probably 400 hours in combined, so...
Think of all the good games you could have played.
Oh my God.
I'm playing a good game. Two of them, actually.
We can't give him any more fuel. This,
not everything can be Advent Rising.
You know what? It's funny that you still hold on to Advent Rising about how glitchy it was. And come on. That was, how many years ago?
Come on, but Advent Rising had the cost of failed that contest.
Advent Rising is just the funniest one.
Yeah, Advent Rising, how do you do $1 million contest and then fuck that up?
Because you shouldn't have made $1 million contest for a game that wasn't going to sell five copies.
That's.
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
I almost went out and bought that game when they announced the contest. I'm like, let's wait for the reviews, and the reviews came in.
I enjoyed the game.
It's like Daggerdale.
No, it's really not.
No, it was worse than Daggerdale.
Oh, listen to you. Listen to you.
Oh my God, the hate cast.
Yep.
You're just glad you're not involved.
Hey,
can we go back to Crysis 2? Just because nobody hates that, right?
Nobody here?
I haven't played it.
Sucks.
Shut up.
Sorry.
No, you don't.
I don't.
So
I love it.
Drew and Sodoom and I were just playing, the three of us, getting used to the controls because none of us had played it before multiplayer. And I picked the I think it was the terminal map, and it's Grand Central Station. God damn, that game is beautiful. I mean, it's like you load it up and you know exactly where you are. I mean, I live in the New York area. It's just, as you're walking around the city, and the game is just unbelievably beautiful. So, that's where I'm going to end. I'm going to play more Crysis 2.
Alrighty then. Are you going to play anything else?
Yeah, the Red Faction games, more Mortal Kombat, more
LFR.
Yeah,
you said that before, the hate-filled ranting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, were there hate-filled rantings? I didn't hear them.
No, no, not my hate-filled ranting.
I didn't hear any haterade going around.
Oh, and I'm very much looking forward to the MK DLC.
Which is the first day of E3.
Which is the first day of E3. I think we're going to get a surprise because Scarlet is playable at E3.
We're not going to get a surprise. I'm done believing that he's going to shock me with anything. They're going to announce...
You know what would be awesome? If they fixed the netcode so that we could join... private rooms in session.
I'd just like them to fix the netcode so I can actually play online multiplayer ranked matches.
Oh.
But
at least it's not Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Well, yeah, but the lag still sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Drew was in the room yesterday.
Well, when Drew's in the room, the lag is awful. When he's not in the room, it's just bad. So
the scale that we're on right now. So there's no other part of this scale. There is no good. There's no it's okay.
Dude, there is no good. There's no good in Mortal Kombat's online lag.
Except for when you win.
No, then it's still not good.
Oh, okay.
I mean, when we did the King of the Hill, it wasn't terrible, but there was still some lag. As long as Drew wasn't in the room. But I guess that moves on to the Wombat.
Hello.
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 So, my fondling is I played some Dragon Age 2 this week, still trying to finish that up, and it's taking incredibly long. There are some parts to this game that I like better than Origins, and there are some parts to this game that I do not like as well as Origins. And it's, yeah, I can't really even boil it down to, oh, the story's better in Origins, but the combat's better in this. It's like parts of each that I go back and forth on. I'm not as drawn into this story, I don't think, as I was into Origins' story. I don't know, maybe it's just because Origins was more of an epic story, and, you know, I'm like 25 hours into this one, and it's not really epic yet. It's starting to get there, I think, so my opinion may change by the end. I still like it, though, but I don't know. It doesn't really grab me like the first one did. Also, in the gamer night last night, I played Mortal Kombat with everybody. That was a lot of fun. And we played some Red Faction Guerrilla, which was also a lot of fun. And I forgot, you forget how great that game is, multiplayer. So, that pretty much wraps it up.
Rock on.
My future fondling is hopefully to finish Dragon Age, but we'll see, because you never know. Seems like it's going to take me about another 40 friggin' hours.
Well, you know, it is the same year the game came out, and it's not even possible for you to beat a game in the year it comes out, is it?
I mean, it's tough. It's happened. I beat what was that friggin' game? Why can't I remember that now? It was on my top 10 last year.
Mass Effect?
No, came out in January, about the end of the world.
Darksiders.
Yeah, Darksiders. They kept wanting to say Darkstalkers, and then I was like, no, that's not right.
No,
yeah, I beat that.
They haven't made one of those in a while.
I beat that, actually, 2 months after it came out, that which was pretty impressive.
So awesome, though.
That game was incredible.
I can't wait for the sequel.
Yep. Should be pretty awesome, I hope.
That game was BAMF.
Hopefully we'll see more in a couple weeks.
I doubt it.
Next week.
We won't.
I thought they said we were supposed to. I thought they officially announced the second one and said there were going to be more details at E3.
I saw that news as well.
I still doubt that we'll actually see the game, considering it's not told.
Oh, yeah, we might not see it.
They'll show some trailer and be like, it's time for the other apocalypse horses to come, bro.
Only it will probably be much better written than that.
Well, I hope so, I am not a writer, so, you know. In a world...
So, but yeah, that's my future fondling. And then once I finish Dragon Age, it's on to Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. And once I finish Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, it will probably be time for Skyrim to come out.
Probably.
Although, right. I would like to play L.A. Noir, so.
Yes, which is where I will start, is L.A. Noir. And I'm trying to finish this game so that I can move on to another game. I am liking L.A. Noir for what it is. What I don't like is when it does things it shouldn't do. That's why I don't drive between point A and point B. Although the driving is not terrible. The driving doesn't bother me as much. But the shooting... After playing Red Dead and Grand Theft Auto 4 and realizing the Rockstar knew that their games had crappy aiming and they were trying to fix them. You know, because Red Dead and Grand Theft Auto 4 had good aiming. And I've resorted to turning on the lock-on system, and whenever I fire at an enemy, I just lock onto him and pump him full of, like, 5 bullets and be done with it. Because I don't like the action sequences. I like the chases. The chases are fun. Although the glitches are even funner. Like I was telling them before the show, I was chasing a man down the street. If you've done any chases in L.A. Noir, you know, it's the music kicks up and they take off flying, and then you got to jump over stuff and either pull your gun out and stop them or tackle them. Well, in this one, I was supposed to tackle him. Well, he was running down the sidewalk and he bumped into somebody and had a seizure. And he fell down on the ground and started convulsing. I mean, he didn't really have a seizure. It just is what it looked like. Because his character model just flailed around like when they first introduced the Havoc engine. And characters just flailed around like ragdolls. And then I stood there for a minute, and I couldn't arrest him until he was done having his seizure. And nobody cared. They just kept walking past him. And he's just sitting there convulsing on the ground.
Didn't he land on someone else?
Yeah, he landed on like 2 people. Yeah. And then they were all like convulsing on each other. I'm like, this is awesome. And then I was driving through the city doing a car chase at one point, and the city wasn't there.
I've never seen pop-up that bad.
That was bad.
It was awful.
I mean, like, the you could see the building structure, but it had no windows, no doors, no color.
No. Just a white building with nothing on it.
I'm like, come on, man. And then the best part was, is after I did the chase scene and the cutscene happened for the case to be over, then a piece of the dialogue from the chase scene played. While I was just standing there, because all of a sudden my partner goes, "He's going into the tunnel. He's crazy," and we were just standing there.
You know what I think would be a cool idea? If developers, instead of like, "Oh, we were going to make the most realistic looking game ever made,"
you sound like a wrestler doing an interview.
Yeah. If they just said, if a major game development company said, "We're going to make the most glitch-free game ever made," you know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a lot of games out there.
It's going to be boring as hell. Nobody's going to want to play it.
I like a game.
It's going to be 35 hours of standing in a white room.
I mean, can you imagine a game that it's really fast paced, but still has like 60 frames per second and like no glitches at all, you know?
Yeah, but that's asking for too much. There's always going to be glitches. They can't catch everything.
There's always going to be glitches, but some games just...
Well, what happened yesterday with that much... That shouldn't be, you know, accepted. That needed to be fixed. There's no reason for that.
Well... There's a lot of things that need to be fixed. I mean, I understand giant games, you know.
It's kind of hard to catch them.
It's kind of hard to catch everything. Yeah. But, you know, this...
But I think since Rockstar has had a...
track record?
Yeah, that we've all come to know and accept it, so... And just move on. Like, oh, hey, look. Oh, well.
I love their games, but as far as L.A. Noire goes, the other thing that's really starting to piss me off is the interrogation.
Yeah.
I think it's really well done. It's probably the best.
Facial animations are...
It's the best interrogation system I've ever seen, but there are times where it'll look like the character is lying, but they're not. The game even tells you to look at them fidgeting, blah, 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 not looking you in the eye, and then I call them out on it, and it's like, nope, you're wrong. And then if I need to call them out on a lie, if I have evidence to prove that they're lying, and then I'll look at my evidence and, hey, look, I don't have anything that's obvious that they're lying. And then it turns out that there's some weird little thing. It's kind of like the problem Wombat had, or Drew had, with Dragon Age 2, where it was kind of, when you would answer a question with one of the choices, it was kind of, you know, vague. It's the same thing here. If you call them on a lie, you may get a new piece of dialogue that actually uses evidence that you have. And I don't like that, because then you have to take a chance to hit the lie button. Thankfully, you can back out of it, but you can't back out of the truth or a doubt. And it just... I'm getting really pissed off in the interviews, because I know when a person's lying, but I can't always prove it.
And you didn't miss any evidence.
And I didn't miss any evidence, which really pissed me off as well.
It's hard in that game. At times, it's real hard.
It's trial and error in a game that doesn't accept trial and error.
You can, if you mess up, you can really go back and do it
again. The only thing, and I think it's just because I'm a perfectionist when it comes to that stuff. I want all the questions right. I want all the clues found. The game will still allow you to... There's no failing unless you die.
Right.
You know, you could do every question wrong. You're still going to solve the case.
Maybe not the right way.
Not the right way, but you're still going to solve the case.
Right.
So...
Well, it's different when you did your first interrogation. I didn't know what I was doing. I did it like four times.
Yeah,
like,
what
the fuck am I supposed to
do? It keeps letting you do it over and over again to kind of get used to it, but... Later in the game, it's like, you can't fail.
No.
It just... You just feel like an idiot. Because you leave the room and it's like, 0 out of 4 questions correct. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I know I knew that better than I did. But anyway... Still love the game. Looking forward to finishing it. I just finished the 15th case, so I have 6 more to go. So, I am on the 4th desk, I believe, or the 3rd desk.
3rd.
So, I'm on the Vice desk. And the story is actually starting to come together. they're starting to piece a few things together that have been curious on my mind since I started playing it. The other things I played lots of Mortal Kombat.
Shocking.
Really? I've decided to go through and learn every character. This week I toyed around with Melina and Sektor, just because I know when me and Wombat played online, he was kind of a joke.
He has one move.
So I've actually, I've got a lot of moves now, so you're in trouble. So I want to.
That goes without saying.
I want to be able to random all the time and not be like, aww. Which I think will still happen if I get Shiva.
Aww.
That happened last night to somebody. Who got Shiva last night, Wombat?
That would be Frustrated Fury, and he decided that the best course of action would be to just do the teleport thing over and over again.
I think that's everyone's way of playing Shiva.
Well, here's the thing about Shiva. Shiva got buffed, so she has a lot more power now. But
her
fireball
is really powerful.
Yeah, I will tell you who got buffed.
Baraka.
Baraka got huge buff on Baraka. Baraka's nasty now.
Yeah, his slice anti-air move, which was already his best move, is now really, really good.
Yeah, Baraka got buffed heavy.
Really?
Yeah, so he's really good. I actually got online and played a ranked match, a tag match, and, I mean, you know when this happened, what was going on, but I get in the match and I pick two characters, and then my opponent is doing the whole, I'm going to bounce around the character select screen to wait till you pick your dudes to see who I'm going to pick. And then when I picked my characters, he picked Smoke and Scorpion.
Oh,
and I just started laughing.
It's just like Ken.
And we got in the match. I destroyed his Smoke and his Scorpion with one character. I never tagged out.
Wow.
So, I bet he felt kind of like shit after he left the room.
Good for him. He should.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, so yeah, I'm learning new characters. So this week was Melina and Sektor. I think I'm going to toy around with Baraka this week. And after getting my ass handed to me with a Shang Tsung online, I kind of want to learn Shang Tsung a little bit. Because this dude murdered me with Shang Tsung. Like, and I was using Kung Lao.
Well, he's been nerfed a little bit.
He's been nerfed, but I didn't even touch him.
Oh, wow.
And his Shang Tsung was just a beast. So, I might learn those two this week, but yeah. Playing on expert tier in the ladder. And I've only beat Shao Kahn once, but I can always make it to him.
I almost made it to him on expert tier, and I suck.
Yeah, you did.
Who are you using?
Random.
That's kind of how I pick who I'm going to learn this week. I go into the arcade ladder and I hit random.
Guess I'm learning new.
Also, and no, I did not buy this because I've been, you know, wanting to play it, and you guys told me not to buy it, but the First Templar, a copy of it showed up in my mailbox.
Oh, that's good.
So I was kind of happy about that, and I started playing. I played through the first level.
Did you get to meet Punchy McPunchfist?
No, I haven't met Punchy
McPunchfist. Yes, you have. He's the guy who's your partner in the first part. He keeps punching his fist. Like, that's his thing.
I keep skipping the cutscenes because they're kind of stupid.
Well, you're missing the comedy then.
No, well, I'm just playing it because I like a hack and slash, and that's all you do is hack and slash. And your partner, if you're playing by yourself, is stupid.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't do anything. He just stands there. And I'm like, that's okay, because I want to do all my combos and kill a bunch of people.
Coup de grace, the execution move.
Yeah, the coup de grace, that's always wonderful. Which, it takes me back. Did you know they had Mortal Kombat characters in Unreal? And they had finishing moves?
No.
No!
Unreal Championship 2 had Raiden, and I think Sub-Zero, and you could do finishing moves.
Were they mods?
They were called coup de grace. No, it was on Xbox.
Was it?
Yes.
Really?
Go look that up.
Interesting.
That's some wacky shit.
Yeah. So, I don't hate the First Templar, but I definitely agree, do not spend $50 on it. It's a straight-up action hack-and-slash game. The setting is the only original thing about the game. And that's really about it.
Unless you've played the first Assassin's Creed.
Well, unless you play the first Assassin's Creed, but that's one game.
Well, you know, one of the things that got me about the game was in the second level, there is a bonus objective that you have from the very beginning that's take a look from the highest point. And there's clearly a path up this hill. And if you go there, as soon as you see it, it says, you cannot go here yet. It's like, really? Really, in this day and age, we've got you cannot go here yet as a message? You couldn't even think of a better way to not let me go there?
I know, we'll just tell them, no, really, there's nothing behind the curtain. Don't fucking come up this way.
It was pretty clear, at least. You can't go there yet.
Yep. Even though there's no logical reason, because you could just jump over the fucking thing. Which is eventually what you do.
Well, yeah. I play a little more Dirt 3 and a little more Red Faction Armageddon. Finally got our Ruin codes, so I've been playing through the Ruin mode.
Oh, I'm glad yours works.
Well, you know what? That's not THQ's fault that yours doesn't work.
No, it is not. No, it's not their fault.
And a little more Dirt 3, but the other thing is I got my OnLive account.
Oh!
Which was beautiful because I log into the OnLive account and it's like everything says $0.00. So like I can pre-order Duke Nukem Forever for $0.00. I can pre-order Deus Ex for $0.00.
Wow.
So, and I did play it for a little while. I don't have my unit yet that I can hook up to the TV, so I just played it on my PC. And I have to say I'm kind of impressed with the service. It has a mode called Arena Mode where you can literally go into like this room and watch anybody who's playing on the OnLive service. Kind of like a spectator mode for any game.
Oh, it's creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because you can send them messages and you can like give them little cheers and jeers. But it's just kind of like a neat little feature. You have to share if you want people to watch you do it, so. The selection of games is decent. A lot of the stuff I've played already, like Just Cause 2, Darksiders, Alien vs. Predator.
Borderlands.
Jeez. Borderlands is on there. Splinter Cell, Tomb Raider. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on there. And what I like about it is, like, there's no system requirements. So, if there's a PC game that you want to play, as long as your PC can run OnLive, your PC can run that game. And it just basically streams the game and allows you to play it.
Huh.
I remember when this first was announced and whatever, I thought it was a joke, but after seeing it, it's kind of intriguing.
The only thing it needs is more games.
And I'm sure it will. It's still relatively new.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll get more games. And, maybe there needs to be some kind of marketing because I've seen nothing about this service at all.
Well, they've started now with Duke Nukem, because with Duke Nukem, I guess if you buy Duke Nukem, they send you a free OnLive unit and controller.
Oh.
So, like, that's their...
No, that's a good way to get it out.
That's their deal for Duke Nukem, I guess.
But still, a little bit more marketing than that would actually be.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm sure, I mean, hardcore PC gamers may know about it, but...
Hardcore PC gamers hate it, because you can't tweak the settings. You know how PC gamers are, they want to run the newest video card and tweak the settings and change the HDR lighting and all this stuff.
Well, at least they know about it then.
Yeah. But the real thing for this is not for PC, hardcore PC gamers. That's not what this thing is for. This thing is for people who want to play maybe particular PC games but don't want to buy the hardware to play it on.
Yeah, it could catch on. I mean, it could be really, really big.
Yeah, and the service, I mean, it's, like I said, if you buy Duke Nukem, you get the unit for free.
You don't pay a monthly service fee, do you?
I don't know. I need to research that before I...
That may be the kicker.
If that's the kicker, then I would be... It would depend on how much it is before I would decide if this is worth it, which I'll go all over before I do my write-up. But I really want to play it on my TV to see how it kind of looks on the TV. But I played a little Just Cause 2. I played a little... Unreal Tournament, but I'm really looking forward to getting the unit and actually playing it with a controller, because I don't have a controller hooked up to my PC. But it's really fast to get into a game. Like, as soon as you boot it, it just comes right up, starts playing. It has friends lists, trackers for like how long you've played each game, Just a really big community area for the game. And almost every game has a trial, and it basically just lets you play the full version of the game for 30 minutes.
That's
always nice. But so far, what I've played of it, I'm impressed. The only thing I said was lacking was the library. There's a lot of stuff in there that I've never played that I'm going to be interested to check out. There's a lot of old titles in there. But as far as new stuff goes, like, a lot of it is stuff that's, you know, not relatively new. Like, I've already mentioned Borderlands, Just Cause, Darksiders. This is all stuff that's been out for quite a while. So the new stuff coming out on it is, I know, Fear 3, Deus Ex, and Duke Nukem are the three big ones that they're pushing right now.
Now, so, let me ask you this. Are these the PC copies such that if someone's playing on their regular PC, you can play, an on-live person can play with them?
That's a
or
very...
Or are they separate servers and, like, separate almost that like it's a console?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure. I'll have to check. From the way it looked, I think it's only going to be you can play with on-live people.
Mm.
So there's no playing between PC and on-live players, which is something if they introduced later would be great.
Man, imagine the servers for that, though.
Yeah, that'd be some heavy traffic.
Yeah.
But just as a first impression, I was kind of impressed with the system. I don't know if it'll actually be worth the investment once I dig a little more.
Well, I'm more curious. Like I said, when you find out, I'm sure there's going to be a monthly fee.
I'd almost guarantee it. I haven't researched it enough to know for sure. I think I remember reading somewhere that there is. And I know you can buy, like, you can almost rent the games. You can buy a full pass, which is like the $50, or you can buy like a 2 or 4 day pass for like a discounted rate. So it's kind of like a rental for the game.
I wonder if they're going for more of a Netflix model.
A more like Netflix? I mean, it's possible, I guess. Basically pay a monthly fee and then you get like, you can check this game out for however long you want to play it.
But you still got to pay on top of the monthly fee.
Well, maybe if they change the structure. I don't know.
I mean, if they ended up doing it, the pricing scheme like Netflix, I think it would go down pretty well.
Yeah. If you could play games like that, because I know a lot of people aren't happy with Gamefly because of the price.
Gamefly. Well, they suck. I hate Gamefly.
Well, and the shipping is...
Yeah.
I used to have it.
No, I got rid of it because... Not because of the... I guess it is because of the shipping. Because I had the 2-game plan, and I sent both back waiting for my other 2 games, and they never came. I'm like, okay, well.
I'm on their website right now. They've got something called the Play Pack Bundle, which is unlimited play over 50 games, $9.99 a month.
Yeah, that's just a selection of games that you get unlimited play on for how much over a month.
In general, though.
Yeah. You can buy any of those games individually. Actually, I think some of them are only available in the playback.
Really?
If I remember correctly.
Hmm. Well, this all depends on how they want to run it. I mean, they could have a winner or a loser.
We will see. It's just like everything else in this world. And every time we talk about it, we will always bring up the same arguments. It's all about the games. Mm-hmm. And this needs more games right now. It really does.
Though, I'm really considering, the pricing scheme is what I'm really intrigued in. So.
Alrighty, but as far as future fondling goes, I am going to hopefully be playing Infamous 2 this week.
So
yay!
Shut up. Don't you complain.
I'm not complaining. I'm kind of hoping that I'd be here and you'd be like, oh, look what I got. Like, oh, yeah!
And more, I want to finish, hopefully I can finish L.A. Noire this week. That would be nice.
Got about, what, 4 or 5 hours?
Six
left?
Cases, probably 4 to 5 hours. I've already put 10 hours into the game, so just doing the cases by themselves is probably about a 15 to 20 hour game.
When's
depending.
The DLC?
I think the first DLC drops the same week as Mortal Kombat, or maybe the week after.
Oh, okay.
Sometime in June, I think. So.
Good thing you have it for the 360, because there's no guarantee that you'll be able to download it for the PS3.
Yeah, no, I can't even use my code for the DLC that I got for the PS3.
Yeah, seriously.
So, yeah, I don't know. But that's really it. And then, of course, more Mortal Kombat, because I play that every week.
I will join you.
Yeah, you can if you want. We can play. We can throw down. I'm always down. As long as I'm online, I'm down.
What?
All right. Now that the fondling is over, it's time to do some news. I guess the announcer guy, He had his herpes appointment this week.
Brought to you by Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets. the U.S. Army is building a new virtual reality training system using the Crysis 2 engine.
You're calling it the S3 protocol?
It's $57 million.
Jesus.
Mission
mailed.
Yeah, they're going to use Kinect, too. But it's not—it's not quite there yet.
Yeah, because we're all playing Kung Fu Panda too.
PS3 is getting a wireless surround sound headset from Sony, 7.1 virtual sound and a retractable microphone for $99.99.
Huh.
Hideo Kojima is apparently planning something big for Metal Gear's 25-year anniversary, which will be in 2012. Infamous 2 takes into account your Infamous 1 trophies. Trophies earned. Yeah, trophies earned in the first game will serve you well in the sequel. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
According to Atari, the PSN store might be up on Tuesday because they claim Daggerdale will be available on Tuesday.
I believe that there was an update to that saying no.
There's an update to that that says Daggerdale happens.
Wow.
Well, we were all curious about the Mortal Kombat DLC, and they have finally announced it. You will get all 7 costumes and all 3 classic fatalities on June 7th for $5. So if you bought a classic Reptile suit on eBay for $35 to $80... you're an idiot.
Well, we knew that anyway.
$5.
If the creator of the game is begging you not to do it, and you do it anyway, you don't deserve the money. I mean, you deserve to piss your money away.
Oh, my God. People are so stupid. And what's funny is, even with this announcement, people were complaining that we shouldn't be charged for free costumes. And, you know, in my honest opinion, these weren't free. They were free per store. So if you wanted to get all 7 of them, you had to buy, you know, at least 6 copies of the game.
Plus a couple of DVDs.
Which you couldn't get on 360 anyway. So. The Phoenix Wright movie is real. Takashi Miike will direct a live-action movie, and it'll be out in Japan next spring.
Objection.
Objection. Zelda Universe is rumored to be Nintendo's 25-year anniversary for the series. There's an ESRB rating for a game called Zelda Universe. It's a web game to play. If that's the 25-year anniversary, I know the 25-year anniversary. Let's just get Skyward Sword out.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Let's re-envision every game using Zelda 2 then.
Well, no. You know you know what's going to happen, and they're going to announce Skyward Sword is coming to Project Cafe instead of the Wii, or they're going to release it on the Wii as well, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be Twilight Princess all over again.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition on PC. To get around the piracy, it has limited character choices when you're offline. Unless you're connected to Games for Windows Live, you will only be able to play as 15 characters. Hmm. There are 39 characters in the game. So that's their DRM, unless you're connected to Games for Windows Live. So if you're not online, you can only play as 15 characters.
Nice.
The Witcher 2 has been in a lot of news lately. There was apparently frame rate issues with the game, which were fixed if they removed the DRM. So if they remove the DRM with patch 1.1, then the game's frame rate actually increases. This week's South Park. which I have yet to see, so nobody spoil or anything, but they actually parodied EA Sports and Peter Moore.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
And the NCAA.
Yeah, so I need to see this. Uncharted film director David O. Russell has left the project.
Yay!
You know what? You cheer, but who's going to come in?
Somebody who actually has played the games and understands that it's not about a family of art thieves.
Okay.
And that Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro and Mark Wahlberg are people for this game, for this movie, rather.
You're right. They're going to come in and they're going to bring in somebody even worse.
Don't
Uwe Boll.
Okay, who said?
No, they're not going to give it to Uwe Boll, but they'll give it to somebody who's like, oh, I've seen that game. We should get, oh, I don't know. What's that guy?
Nathan Fillion.
No, they're not going to get they're not going to get Nathan Fillion. He's not going to be in the movie.
Stop it.
He's
don't,
not.
Don't be like that, man.
We're going to bring in Bradley Cooper because he's in everything.
Bradley Cooper is still better than Mark Wahlberg.
I don't know why everybody hates Marky Mark.
Because he's not right for the role.
Oh, I don't think Bradley Cooper is either.
He's better for the role than Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I just don't know why anybody gets excited about video game movies anymore.
Yeah, same here. I mean, aren't video games like movies enough, you know?
I want an L.A. Noir movie.
They need... I thought it was a movie. Minecraft is an Xperia Play exclusive for a while, so that's the new Sony gaming phone. So you can play Minecraft on an Xperia Play, and it's exclusive.
There you go. Look at that.
There's a rumor floating around about the NGP, which I saw the other day that they had a rumored name for it as well, like the the Sony Vita?
PSP? Yeah, the Vita.
Yeah, which is, I think, is worse than the NGP.
Yeah, you know me.
But the rumors are that it's being downgraded. They're going to cut the RAM in half, and the internal memory is being removed.
Ooh.
They're also removing any connection to the PSN store.
Yeah, probably. It's rumored to be released in 2011 in Japan. So I'm sure we'll find out next week.
Yeah.
PS3 is getting some bundles. Well, a bundle for PS3 bundled with Black Ops to try to make Call of Duty relevant on the PS3 as much as it is on the 360. And then a new PSP that will come with Gran Turismo and MLB. Here we go. We talk about this week, but Forza 4 is going to feature retail exclusive cars.
Oh, Lord,
make it stop.
Early copies of the game will also include a free car pack download. Resistance 3 also has pre-order bonuses.
Make it stop!
An exclusive weapon, multiplayer skins, or a necklace await depending on where you pre-order.
Thank God we're covering that in the upcoming week's Reviewer Rodeo.
Red Faction Armageddon demo is exclusive to OnLive. And you can also play it without downloading it, of course.
Huh.
So that's one thing. Oh my God. Why am I getting this? What the hell? Okay, Skype just like threw
a fight.
Is that the Mortal Kombat sound effect? That was awesome. I thought we were about to bust into do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No, Skype just threw an advertisement up in my face and like started running the program.
In the face!
Fuck you, Skype!
Okay. Free identity theft protection signups for PSN users have begun, but you have to wait until June 28th to sign up for the free All Clear ID Plus service.
I actually got mine.
Here we go. Tortured Chinese prisoners are forced to farm MMO gold. There's a quote here that says, if I couldn't complete my work quota, they would punish me physically.
Oh my God.
What is going on over there?
Indeed.
That's oh my God.
Wow. I might prefer waterboarding.
Oh my.
The ESRB put up a listing this week for The Witcher 2 for Xbox 360, which was immediately removed. So there's a rumor floating around that the game may be coming to 360. Which of course they rumored forever that The Witcher was coming to Xbox 360, and it never did.
And if it comes, it'll have a digital comic so that you can make all the decisions that were made in The Witcher.
Yeah, but you'll have to pay $4 for it on 360.
Heyo!
Dirt 3's online multiplayer does not work on the PSN because it has a pass.
And unlike the combat pass, they can't disable it server side.
Yep. So you can't play online if you bought Dirt 3 for the PS3 right now.
So there's that.
They've announced another Deathspank game. It's called The Baconing. You know, this game is funny, but I think we're kind of done with it. I think it's kind of done.
I feel bad that everybody is, like, making bacon not funny anymore.
Well, you know, Monday Night Combat, it was still funny.
Right, but that was, you know, 6 months ago.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, Deathspank was like, the first one was good, the second one was the same game, and now the third one's coming out, so it's like, eh. There's been three of these games in, like, what, a year and a half? So...
Eh. Flooding the market.
Yeah, a little too much, especially for a game that's not like, OMG, gotta have it right now. Anyway. Portal 2 soundtrack is free, the first collection, 23 songs. You can also get ringtones for your phone. Boom, boom goes my ringtone. So you can get that. Xbox Live Marketplace went down this week and everybody flipped out, but they blamed it on an internal error, according to Major Nelson.
So, hey, Eddie, you soldier.
Double Fine's new game, Trenched, is scheduled to land June 22nd. And you know another interesting thing I learned about Double Fine recently? You know the new Sesame Street game for Kinect?
They're making it.
They're making that.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
Dun, 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 dun.
Direct to Drive, officially acquired by Gamefly. So Gamefly now owns the digital download service.
So, huh. Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Really? Yu Suzuki's in the news. Didn't think he'd been relevant since 1999.
Aww.
Shinmue.
Shinmue. You know what's awesome? Is Shinmue is like one of those games everybody's been waiting on. You should go back and play Shinmue 2.
Really?
And realize that if they make another one, I hope it's better.
But can't you go into the video arcade in that game?
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
I can also do that with my couch and my controller.
I can also put a fake quarter in a machine and get a Sonic toy. Oh, how immersive. And I actually had to dial the numbers on the phones in that game. Yeah, good idea, man, but it just does not translate.
I've played Heavy Rain, thank you very much.
Yeah.
How do you play Heavy Rain?
Oh,
I've watched Heavy Rain.
Come on.
Well, you get the move. I mean, with the move, it's kind of more like playing it.
If you say so.
Well, so I'm told. I mean, who bought a move, really?
Oh. I still own my move, but, you know, I've not... It's got dust all over it. So
don't lick that ice cream cone.
No, don't lick that ice. That's nasty. I don't really want to read the backstory behind Shadows of the Damned, the boner game.
Oh, God.
You know what? I want to play that game, but at the same time I don't, because I don't like Suda51's games.
Yeah.
But
and Drew's not here to defend him.
Shinji Mikami is like working on that game too, though, so I'm kind of half and half. Because I love Shinji Mikami. Square Enix is scheduled to announce a new MMO title this year. Hey guys, I got an idea. Let's make our last one work.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, the new one is called Final Fantasy XIV. No, really, we're not getting this.
Final Fantasy XIV, the working version.
You know something? Square Enix is a whore.
And Final Fantasy's a traitor.
Yep.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy game has been announced, and it's being developed by Hothead Games. How do they have all this time in between, you know, Deathspanks?
Wasn't the studio behind the Penny Arcade games?
Yes, same guys. The boys over at Twisted Pixel announced this week a Misplosion Man beta testers were needed, but that thing is already filled up. They had 10,000 slots open, and it filled up already. Sega has announced the return of Shinobi. It's coming. It's coming to the 3DS. Which I'm kind of disappointed that John's not on the show this week because I didn't get my copy of DOA, and according to him, it is the first must-own title outside of Street Fighter for the 3DS. I'm very excited to play it. I might actually get the dust off my 3DS.
Don't lick that 3DS.
Yeah. Hideo Kojima tweeted this week, and it caused an uproar about he was disappointed. He said, "I cannot bear and cannot be positive. What I prepared minutely spending a year became meaningless." So some people are thinking that there's a game being canceled soon.
Metal Gear Solid Rising?
Well, I have another rumor for that game. Apparently the rumor behind that game is that there's so many problems at Koji Pro that the development of Metal Gear Rising has been passed on to none other than Platinum Games. Which would be exciting.
Huh. Yep.
Those are the guys that made Bayonetta. So, I'd be excited about that.
And they did Vanquish, didn't they?
Yes, they also did Vanquish, and they did Mad World, and they're also doing the new game Anarchy Reigns, which is due out, I guess, next year. So, if it's true, which I've heard from a lot of people, that it's pretty true. So,
I wonder if this also has something to do, because Metal Gear Rising was supposed to be Kinect-enabled, right?
Yes.
I wonder if that's part of what's going on.
I don't know. They could take that out, because I'm not going to use it anyway. L.A. Noire is a powerful new franchise for Take-Two. They talk about how this could be a future big, big deal. So, we shall see. The Agent and Max Payne 3 are still in development, as is Spec Ops: The Line.
What?
Yeah, these games are all coming out maybe in 2012.
Well, we'll just see about that.
Yeah. Key Rockstar employees, including the Hauser brothers, I believe, re-signed their contracts with Take-Two. So they are, you know, their contracts were ending soon. A lot of people were talking about them moving on to greener pastures, but they re-signed for a boatload of money. So they will be continuing on with Take-Two. Ghost Recon Online was revealed. It's a free-to-play PC game. The beta is going online this summer, but you can sign up right now. And we posted the screenshots on our site, and it looks good. So, but I think I'm back into last week, maybe. Because didn't we talk about Duke going gold last week?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so yeah, we are back to last week.
The one thing that didn't hit, and I can't remember if I mentioned it before we were on the air, when we were on the air, was the Brink DLC has been announced. Two new maps, two new sets of costumes, I think one for each side. New weapon attachments, including a bayonet and a gun shield. Level cap raised from 20 to 25. And, a new skill for each class and one new universal skill.
So there you go. Excuse you. But I think I'm just digging through the stuff for the week. I think that's about it. So there we go. Alright, so I will move over to... Let me check my time. Alright, I will go over to the question thread. Key says, "Okay, I finally bought Dragon Age 2 for 25 pounds, not the unit of weight, and can't see really why so many people have been complaining about it. Fair enough, it sucks that I've been in the same city for 5 hours now, but other than that, the game's pretty solid. I'm playing as a mage, by the way. Do you think people are being harsh in reviews or on the internet? I know Drew gave it an 8.5 on the site, but the consensus of the opinions on the internet is that it's a disappointment, though I really enjoyed it. Edit, just beat the game, and one of the lines from the ending had me all jittery. I won't say what it is, but it refers to the first game. So you'll know the one I mean, no need to spoil."
As someone who's almost 30 hours into it, I don't think it's disappointing. I think it's just the main people who think it's disappointing are the same people that didn't like the fact that they streamlined everything in Mass Effect. Mass Effect 2, that is. The same people who wanted the ridiculous, clunky inventory system with a million options that you'll never use. I don't think it's disappointing. It's better in some aspects than the first one and not as good in some aspects.
You know, that's one of those games that I started and I just kind of dropped, and I really want to get back into it and finish it because I love the first one so much. So maybe I should put that on my list of games to get back into.
There you go. Too.
Well, no, I believe I'm in the third act now, so I would love to hurry up and finish this thing, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, I would like to get back into it and hope that, because what I played of it, I didn't hate. I think I'm about 3 hours into it, maybe. So, I mean, I know that I've heard a lot about the constant questing, side quests. So, we'll see. He says, also, I remember you guys were talking about the Infamous 2 Hero Edition, and I went to check it out. It sounds good, but I think it's a little too much to pay. I mean, it's like 2.5 times the cost of the normal edition. That's funny money.
Here's my feeling. I actually pre-ordered the Hero Edition, and it's going to cost me the same as the full-price regular edition because I had credits when I pre-ordered it. But if you put that up against the Gears 3 Epic Edition, and you look at what you get from both of those. The Infamous 2 Hero Edition is $100. You get a bag. And I actually still use my Mirror's Edge bag, which was a free pre-order bonus at GameStop.
You got a man purse?
It's not a man purse. It's a messenger bag.
It's a man purse.
Jackass. But this thing, the sling pack, you get... you do also get a statue, apparently, but you get a bunch of in-game stuff, more in-game stuff than you do even with the Gears 3 Epic Edition. I would suggest pricing it based on the bag. If the bag is worth it to you, if you dig the Sucker Punch logo on it, it's pricier than some of the limited editions out there, but you're actually getting something pretty cool and physical, you know, physical item that you might use in addition to the statue and all the bonus stuff, you know, the bonus in-game stuff. So it depends on what you like. I just look at that versus the Gears 3 Epic Edition. I'm just wondering what the $50 difference is.
It's because it's Gears of War.
Shut up.
What?
Well, I like Gears 2. I actually pre-ordered the limited edition.
I pre-ordered none of the editions.
Well, that makes... That's sad. I think.
I may end up buying the regular edition, but only if I can get it for, like, 30 or 40 bucks.
Well, I mean, someone's going to end up with the... I'm sure. With a copy of it.
I don't know. I'm just kind of tired of the Gears.
Might be Gears Night if my friends... Although, one of my friends who I play with, it's his first anniversary, so I'm not entirely sure he'll be playing. But yeah, I mean, the Hero Edition, it you got to price these things out and see what's about, you know, see what's important to you, and you know, if you want to, great. If not, I mean, you're still getting the game.
Yeah. The game. That's the most important thing.
Indeed.
Yeah, it really is.
They need
to
stop making these statues.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, right, Batman statue.
Yeah, they need to stop making them. Just because I buy them don't mean I don't agree that they need to stop making them. Because I really have no use for them. They're sitting around in my man cave, and they're doing nothing. And they're making me pay more for these copies of the game.
They're not making you.
I paid $100 for DC Universe Online. I played it for 2 weeks.
But that's your fault.
Exactly. Yeah. They need to stop making them because they're wasting my money.
They're going up in price. I mean, the BioShock Special Edition was $10 more than the original, and it came with that heavy metal Big Daddy.
That
thing is awesome. I actually have two of them because of that. I have one with a broken drill tip, and I have one that's intact.
Right on the tip.
Right on the tip. Snipped its tip. He was a Jewish big daddy.
He's a Jewish big daddy. Anyway, he says, I hope PSN is up by the time you guys read this. God, how long have we been procrastinating these questions?
What date was it submitted on?
May 9th, sorry.
PSN isn't fully up now.
It's still not fully up.
Yeah.
He says, because quite frankly, I will have had a very frustrating week if it is not. I can only wait so long to play Mortal Kombat online.
Well,
I also heard you need to play a you need a code to play online. If that's true, I'll need to wait even longer because the PlayStation Store won't be online. But see, the guys at NetherRealm took care of you for that.
Yes, they're doing everything right, these guys.
So he says, "Okay, have a good show and stay classy, dude." We never were classy.
No, never.
All right, we're still good. I'm going to move on to this question. It's kind of big, so I'm going to flip through it. This is from MK2 Forever. It actually says, no questions, but I must dress my Sony fanboy outfit. I just think you guys really need to see PSN Plus from a different perspective. You complain about the price of it and how you lose the content if you end the subscription. Did he not listen to me praise it like a couple weeks ago? That I loved it. Of course, I can't use it right now, which has been awesome. He says, let's analyze the price. It costs $50 a year. When I bought 1 year of PSN Plus, I received on the exact moment an amount of free games and DLC that almost valued $50. After that, I can't even count the amount of free stuff I got, but I bet that in around 6 months, I already got more than $200, if not more, of value on games, minis, DLC. Not only that, but I got previous access to betas without having to buy or pre-order another game. So the value is huge. It really is a lot of free stuff. A lot. And there's always that kind of Christmas feeling every month, since you never know what you're going to get. And many times you get offered something you never thought on buying but ends up being very good. Like some minis and PSN titles that got somehow overlooked. Oh, and we have now cloud saving, and I'm pretty sure I'm forgetting more cool stuff for being a PSN Plus member. On Xbox Live, you pay $50.
And it works.
More for online play alone, which is free on PS3, but you still can't see the value on PSN Plus. So much Gambus must be affecting you guys.
Ooh.
All right, well, I will address this from somebody who owns PlayStation Plus and actually does enjoy it and finds the value in it, but I will speak for people who don't see the value in it. Yeah, you get a lot of free stuff, but you don't get to pick the free stuff. It's what they give you. It's nice, it's cool, but truthfully, the biggest thing I like about it is the downloading of the patches. Cloud saving can kiss my ass. After watching the PSN crash and people not being able to play online, I'm not putting my saves anywhere except on my system or my memory cards or USB drives. Period. So, you know, that's just me. As far as the free stuff, it's cool. The discounts are cooler, because if there is something you want, usually you can get a discount on it if you have PSN Plus. As far as the free games go, yeah, I usually download them and try them out, but if PlayStation Network had a demo, I'd be suffice with that. Honestly, most of these games, a demo would be enough for me. The PS1 games are novelty, but have you really ever tried to go back and play them? Some of them are pretty bad by today's standards. No offense, I played Mortal Kombat Trilogy this weekend, and I wouldn't pay for it again. You know, I love that game, but I'm not going to play it over and over and over again.
Are you not going to buy the originals when they come out on Xbox Live?
Of course I'm going to buy the originals when they come out
on
Xbox
Live. Oh, okay, just making sure.
That's different, because I'm a sucker.
Well, I don't know.
I want to address it while we were bagging on... Why we were bagging on PS Plus, it was, you know, part of that was that it was part of the Welcome Back package, and it's a red herring, because to say, hey, here's a month of PS Plus for you people who had no interest in it before, so you're going to get some free stuff for the month, but once your free month expires, you're SOL, unless you want to pay us money.
Yeah, all those
I think that's why we were really bagging on it.
I just don't see the justification. I mean, it doesn't, honestly, personally, for me, I don't care about this stuff, because like you said, you can't pick your free stuff, and usually it's stuff I will never care about. If I'm going to pay $50 or $60 a year, I expect a good online play service like Xbox does. Do I get free shit because of I pay $60 a year for Microsoft service? No. But at least I know my online service is going to work, and I have a blast playing with it, and you know, I can cross-chat and all that stuff that comes with it. That's what I care about. I don't care about these little minis or anything like that. I don't.
Well, that's why I said I'm speaking from the people who don't see the value in it. It's because they don't see the value in this stuff, and you go, well, what value do you see in Xbox Live? Well, honestly, because Xbox Live's online service is so good that if you don't pay for it, you don't play online.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword. Yeah, it sucks, but...
I mean, when it got increased $10, yeah, we all complained about it because it's bullshit.
Yeah, we all complained about
it. And now that I know from Amazon has it for $15 cheaper, I'm actually going to go and buy the year subscription through Amazon.
Because, hell yeah.
You know, $45
is much better than $60.
Right. So, I mean, can we justify Microsoft's price? No, but I mean, at least their online service is great and it works.
I have to have it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing. It's one of those things that I don't agree with the price. I don't think the value is necessarily there, but I have to have it. And that's kind of the problem with Xbox Live. You know, I don't have to have PSN Plus.
Yeah.
To me, that is the big difference. PSN Plus may have a $50 value to somebody, but it may not have a $50 value to somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't have to have it to play online, though.
You got to keep this in mind, too. Everything we say is our opinion. Yeah. We're not speaking for the whole mass of people. If you like it, hey, good, great. You don't have to defend it to us because we're not really attacking it, you know, to get you pissed off or anything. We're just giving our opinions on it. So just
yeah, I actually own it because I think I do get my $50 a year worth out of it, but I can totally see people not getting $50 worth out of it. And it's like because of what Michael said, even if you get the free games, after your subscription runs out, you're screwed. It don't work. DLC still works, and anything that you bought on discount still works. But those games they gave you for free? Nope.
It's like a form of punishment. Oh, you let your service end, huh? Well, fuck you. You're taking our games back. All
right. Taking my ball and going home. He says, he actually says right here, now let's analyze that you lose almost everything after you end the subscription. So yeah, you get the minimum of a full month to play the free stuff you get. Considering the stuff you receive the last month of the subscription, the rest is available to you from 2 months to 11 months. You can't rent any game for that time for the price you pay for PSN Plus. Just to kind of interject on that, I wouldn't rent a PSP Mini if you paid me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And that's usually what they give away, is PS1 games and PSP Minis. And why would you want to keep everything forever?
Have you seen... You haven't seen my shelves, man.
This is, which you can if you keep the subscription, adding you'll keep getting even more stuff. You buy a retail game, you pay $60, you play it for 1 month, more or less, and it's done. Those $60 got used. If you translate money for time for fun, you can easily see that with PSN Plus, the amount of fun time for money spent is actually much better. Well, that's...
Yeah. Well, Gambus, here's your calculus.
Yeah, I'd like to... I'd like to know exactly how much Sony paid him to put together that press release, because I would like to get a gig like that.
And again, that's pure...
I thought you did have a gig like that. Doesn't South Peak pay you for two worlds?
Snap.
Yeah, every time I mention it.
Well,
cash that.
Speaking of which, Two Worlds 2 is available at your local retailer.
Oh, that's
all it pays. No, I just... Look... It is what it is. Some people on the show don't want to pay for PSN Plus. That's what it is. Just like you're allowed to like it, we're allowed to not want to pay for it. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
I mean, if that was the way to get cross chat and party chat without having to go into a room that didn't actually let you access any of the even system features of your PS3 with PS Plus, yeah, it might start to have a value. If you had priority voice servers, so if your voice, if you were bumped to the better voice servers because you were on PS Plus, yeah, that might be, you know, of better value to me. But right now, it doesn't enhance my in-game experience the way Xbox Live does.
No, and so. Again, it's like, do I really want to pay $50? Like, am I really chomping at the bit to pay $50 for Xbox Live every year? No, I'm not. But the quality of Xbox Live. And the fact that, honestly, it's the only way I'm going to be able to play anything online on my Xbox forces me to pay $50. I'm not jumping out of my shoes for it. PlayStation, to their credit, hasn't forced me to pay anything for online. The product they're putting out there, I mean, it's not worth me paying extra for. You know, if it wasn't basically mandatory for me to pay online, I wouldn't pay for Xbox Live either.
Hell no.
I don't pay for Xbox Live because I want to or because I see the value in the service. I pay for it because I have to play anything online on my Xbox.
And to use Netflix.
Well, I don't have Netflix.
Ah.
But, I mean, so, you know, I don't have to pay anything to play online on my PlayStation, which is awesome, but I'm not interested in paying extra on top of what I'm already being forced to pay to play Xbox Live to get some free games on PlayStation that I'm never going to play.
PSP minis?
Yeah, I'm never going to play that. I don't even have
Age
PSP.
Of Zombies.
To be honest, even if they do cross-game chat, I still wouldn't pay for it because I can't justify $110 a year for this. I really can't. Microsoft, I stick. You know, I got it from the beginning. They're the ones I'm sticking with. Well, now it would be. If it would be, it might be a different story if Sony did that from get-go. But it's not that way.
I just don't think they. It goes back to the whole. If you had to pick between paying for Xbox Live or paying for PSN, if they both went pay, I would pick Xbox Live in a heartbeat. And it, like Wombat said, and like I said earlier, I don't want to pay for Xbox Live.
No one does.
I just kind of have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's required. You know, I don't. I mean, selling me on the value of PlayStation Plus compared to how much I pay for Xbox Live doesn't do anybody any favors because I don't want to pay for Xbox Live.
It's not like, hey, look, my subscription's up. Let's pay $60.
I can't wait to get my subscription.
I can't wait to renew my Xbox Live subscription. No. The only thing I keep thinking is.
Go ahead.
Is, man, I really wish that they would make this free, even though I know that's never going to happen.
And that's why I said, thank God for Amazon, $15 cheaper. Jesus.
There you go.
All right. Next, see, this is good. I like this. He says, I don't want to sound like a PSN Plus priest or something like that. I just can't understand how so many people do not see the crazy amount of value PSN Plus offer. Okay, is this Kaz? Is Kaz on my forum? Ridge Racer. He says you get around 25 plus PSN games plus mini DLC, including previously expensive DLC like Killzone map packs, plus mini minis, which you can play on PSP. Early access to betas, cloud saving, etc. For one.
I mean,
year.
Seriously, are we going to get paid for Sony from Sony for reading this entire? PR note on the air.
They're going to send you a welcome back package that you can't redeem right
now.
Well,
you know what? I think this is going on for too long.
Worse. Is Anonymous going to hack us?
Let me be honest for a second. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and I mean, I more power to you if you buy PlayStation Plus and you think it's awesome. I'm really glad for that. There's really no reason to write us a big long manifesto about. Why we should think PlayStation Plus is awesome.
And, you know, I was going to say the exact same thing. You know, again, like I said before, like Ryan just said, it's opinion. We're excited or whatever, glad for you to have, you know, your great experience with PSN Plus. But, you know, it's not for me, and it's not for, you know, a lot of people. If you're enjoying it, great. You're getting your money's worth. I won't, and, that, you know, that's my opinion, and that's, you know, cool.
All right.
So I think it's gone on too long.
Yeah, well, I got one more paragraph.
Okay.
Says, you buy a Big Mac, and you pay $2 for it, you eat it, and after some hours, you poop it. Will you complain to McDonald's that the hamburger you paid for wasn't worth the money because it is now worthless?
No, I'm going to complain to
the taste. You can't combine food. You need energy. You need food.
I mean, this is gone.
Energy. And you're comparing it to games. Okay. Dude.
Off the ledge of ridiculousness, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Come on. You can't compare the two. Totally different things. You need one to live.
Yeah,
you need PSN Plus
shit,
to live.
I'll let you.
We've already said that some people might find PlayStation Plus worth it. Zero's already said that he enjoys his PlayStation Plus subscription. We've already read a 2-page press release from Sony about how awesome PlayStation Plus is. I think we're good.
Okay. One last sentence and then we're done.
Holy fuck.
So in other words, according to this guy, video games are just something to consume.
Yeah, you eat Blu-rays.
Hold on.
You crap it out.
I have one last comment from somebody who's not here. Drew says, my poop from eating at McDonald's isn't useless. I use it for making pottery.
Oh, gross.
Wait, and this is Drew, who is a huge Sony fan.
Yes.
So... he uses it for making pottery. I'm never accepting a gift from him.
Yeah. I made you a vase. No thanks.
No.
Well, that's the last time I eat cereal out of that bowl.
Or oatmeal. With pizza.
Alright, so we just had this long, drawn-out conversation about a service that you can't even access right now.
I know, right?
Let's move on. I don't, you know what? I'm going to do this right now because it's going to piss off a lot of people. I find no value in PSN Plus right now.
Pound it, man. Yeah, me and you both.
Because it's not available.
Oh, you had to add that little asterisk.
That was my point of the conversation. I was being a dick.
Oh, it's... Whatever. We've expressed our opinion, so...
All right,
let us never speak of this again.
Yeah, right. I'm going on to the Twitter.
There's a lot on Twitter.
H-Dogger says, will a genie grant the wish that would destroy itself?
What?
I would doubt it.
What?
Did that blow your mind?
Yeah, what? Okay.
If a genie came out and he said, will you grant me 3 wishes, and you said, destroy yourself, would he grant it? Okay, apparently that really touched your funny bone.
I don't know why.
I don't either. Okay.
Oh, shit, man.
His other tweet says, and if the X files are top secret, how secret are the Y and Z files? Dude, the fact that you mentioned them on...
Fuck H-Dogger, man. What the hell?
Dude, the fact that you just mentioned them on Twitter means they're coming for you.
He's already gone.
He's already gone.
Yeah, they already got him.
Our good friend DJ Mitsuhara from over at the Red Sun Gamer said, just finished recording his show at 1:30 a.m. Have a good one, or a good night. And then he wants me to read some Japanese that I can't.
I just can't.
It says, actually say this. Let's hear your this. I can't read Japanese.
Are you turning Japanese?
No.
Why don't you just Google Translate?
Why don't you just Google Translate it? Why don't you just shut up?
Okay.
Turning Japanese? I think I'm turning Japanese.
If I Google Translate it, then I'll say it in English.
I know what that song's about, right?
I can't say what...
Yep.
You can have them say it for you.
The enunciation.
You can say that Google Translate will do it for you.
Google, no.
Yes, oh, it does.
I'm done.
Okay.
We're not doing this.
Aww.
Jason, you say it.
Me?
You know Japanese more than I do.
I don't even know what the words are.
I don't either. That's why I said I'm not saying it. I'm moving on. He needs to send me an audio file, and I'll do my impression.
You should use Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, Rosetta Stone. To the rescue.
God, now we got a Rosetta Stone commercial in the middle
of
the show.
I actually have a friend of mine who does content stuff. You would come on and tell us.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we're done with Rosetta Stone. We're moving on.
Where's my wife?
But I have this whole press release.
I have to poop out
you.
A Big Mac, so let's get on.
I gotta poop out an infamous disc.
We're the only show ever to do sponsorships and not make anything at all off of it.
I know, dude.
We're like Charlie Sheen.
I know.
I gotta poop out an infamous
disc. Oh, without all the coke.
I just pooped out my PSN Plus membership.
I have
you poop out infamous too?
D-Hoof says, what are you guys most excited to see at E3? What do you think will be your biggest disappointments?
Sony.
I'm kidding.
I don't honestly have any predictions yet.
You know what I want to be disappointed in?
I heard that Drew's actually working on a poop sculpting game for Kinect.
Oh. They need to play the music from Ghost. Oh, my.
While he's sitting there.
While he's pooping it out. They're molding it while it's coming out of butt.
Oh, what? You took it past the line, man. That's gross.
It's been one of those shows.
Oh, man.
Can't wait for next week.
We're back, kids.
That's right.
It's like 2006 all over again in here.
Most excited at E3 for me. I don't know. Yeah. You know, now that I sit back and think about it, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything to be announced. I think everything's leaked.
Surprise, surprise.
As far as disappointment goes, I know I'm going to be disappointed in Microsoft's press conference again.
Yep, same here.
And
can't
I
wait for them to announce 3D, though. Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
You know, I do expect that Nintendo is going to announce a revision to the 3DS already. The 3DS Lite.
3DS
yes,
Lite.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Actually, I think I'm going to be disappointed in Nintendo's, too, because I don't think Cafe is going to blow me away.
I don't know.
I think they've
blown all of their goodwill with Wii.
You're going to announce a new 3DS that's just called the 3DS, fuck you, give us your money.
And his next part is, are any of you guys going to E3? You know...
Come on now.
I get mad about this
Easy
question.
He goes.
This is why I started emailing you instead of tweeting you the stuff that I've been tweeting. Not tweeting you.
After seeing some of the sites that got accepted into the show and we didn't get accepted into the show, I just want to punch
but
a unicorn.
Tell them what you told me yesterday about it.
What?
Because it was in transition.
Yeah, we were transitioning between sites, blah, 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 and it looks like we've only been up for 2 months as opposed to 12 years.
But
yeah, but still, man, a history. They should have fucking known.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I told them yesterday is, you know, the history they want last year.
Well, what pisses me off is they claim they go on a site-by-site basis and they do research. They don't do research.
Well, obviously they don't because of, you know, what happened with you.
I mean, come on. We're one of the biggest sites as far as, you know, an independent site goes.
Yeah.
And yet some half-assed blog from last year.
All right.
Is getting in the show.
Unfortunately, we got screwed this year. Sorry, we're going to move on because it touches his heart a little too hard.
It touches something, all right.
Yeah, especially since Scarlet's going to be playable at the show.
You know, you're fueling fire that will get you punched in the chest.
Uh-oh.
Good thing you're all the way in New York.
I can punch you from here. I'm Irish. My anger travels.
You know, if you were part of that Twitter conversation,
throw a potato
I would say that
you.
You could punch me from there with your junk.
I could.
Yeah, why weren't you a part of that Twitter conversation, by the way?
Because he had company.
Yeah, I wasn't on the internet at all this weekend, so.
You blame me? Oh, that's nice.
You know, I've been
not
busy.
You. It sounded like Michael was blaming me. Well, fuck you, buddy.
I'm pretty sure Killer Wolverine would have made some jokes, too.
I would have. I saw it way too late. It was funny, though. You guys made me laugh. It was great.
I still think that Wombat had the winner.
All right. The Kamikaze Sheep says, against other Rockstar characters, how does Cole compare? Normally it's a bad guy with redeeming features, but it's a vice versa in L.A.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
How does Cole stack up to other Rockstar characters from L.A. Noir?
I don't know, because I haven't played L.A. Noir yet.
You know,
I will let you know once I play L.A. Noir.
I have never been a huge fan of the Rockstar characters. I
not
like
even,
Marston.
Yeah,
Marston I am a fan of. That's the only one. I didn't like Nico. I didn't like, what's his name, Carl from San Andreas.
CJ,
yeah. And Tommy Vercetti from Vice City. You know, I was never a big fan of their characters, except for Marston. I love Marston. But I like Cole. Other than the fact that he goes from 0 to 60 in an interrogation, he's like,
yeah.
So tell me about what happened. Well, you're fucking liar.
Yeah, if you don't say anything, if you tell, the truth, you know, he's all calm, and then you even hit doubt, he goes off.
I remember, I was actually.
He's 1940s Jack Bauer.
I was literally interrogating this woman. I was like, can you tell me if the victim was here last night? And she's like, no. And I put doubt, and he's like, you're a nosy bitch. You know where she was. I was like, holy
God. Wow.
There is no... I expected that from, like, maybe if you hit lie.
Yeah.
But there's no really middle ground for Dale.
That dude goes 0 to 60 in, like, one question. And then when he leaves, he's like, I hope you have a good day.
Nosy bitch.
Jerkstore 81 says, so what do you guys think of the new trailer for Modern Warfare 2? I mean, 3.
Oh.
You know what?
The single player.
I'm sorry, but everybody loves to hate on Modern Warfare. It's the popular thing to hate right now. You know why? Because it outsold everything you love. You know, everybody wants to say Battlefield's going to be better. Battlefield may be a better game. That doesn't mean Modern Warfare is not going to sell more. I think Modern Warfare 3 is still going to be a phenomenal game. Phenomenal game. Yeah,
we'll
everybody
see.
Said the same thing when Black Ops came out. Guess what? Black Ops was a phenomenal game.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, whatever. To whiny bitches because your game's popular. Modern Warfare has always been good. Modern Warfare 3 will be good.
We'll see.
Go sit down and shut up. Jesus. Alright. So apparently I'm the only one that's going to talk about it besides negative ass over here.
Well, how's it being negative? I just said we'll see.
I have a feeling the single player is going to be really fun.
There's really no way to tell.
And it will end with a slow motion scene where you have to shoot somebody.
Well, that's how it always ends.
Yes.
Silfo says, so the four main cast members all have an N in their real name. Brings new meaning to N4G. He says, I have strange thoughts.
Huh. I never actually... Well...
You know, I never actually thought about that either.
Dude, it's not a conspiracy.
As far as you know.
It's a conspiracy. C-O-N-4-G.
Conspiracy.
Okay, where's our secret handshake here?
I'll show you.
Oh, I got a secret handshake for you.
It's all right. D. Hoof also says, what do you think Kojima's big announcements will be on June 2nd? I think he's going to announce an announcement.
Yep.
That's what he always does.
And he's going to say, go to www.whatever, and it'll be a clock timer that says, like, 82 days, 24 hours, and 52 minutes.
The countdown timer will just be towards another countdown timer.
Yep.
So, there you go. Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, so has the miserable summer heat started in your hometown yet? It's getting so fucked here in New York City.
As we're recording this, it's pretty humid outside.
Yeah, it's 91 today, I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's getting there. This is going to be our first week of heat. It's been like, I built an ark over the weekend, because I thought the rain was going to keep going for 40 days.
Yeah, it's been bad, rain-wise, but...
Now it's going to start getting real hot. And I'm going to love it because everybody's been complaining for weeks. Oh, I wish it'd stop raining. And then next week they're going to be like, oh, God, I wish it'd rain. I'll be like,
cool it off a little bit.
I wish you'd move out of Ohio because you obviously haven't lived here long enough to understand how this works.
For real. You really can't understand Ohio weather anyway.
No, you can't. Sadoom says, had fun playing Crysis for a bit yesterday. Cool-ass game. The 3D effect is a bit mild, though. Was hoping for some really awesome kick-me-in-the-balls type of effects. I usually don't wish for being kicked in the balls, but that's just me. Not there, though. Oh, well, can you guys help me help my good friend get his head on right? He said that Crysis and Castlevania Lords of Shadow were both not good.
Ooh. Oh...
He said he got bored with both. What's wrong with him? Well, I think he's crazy. Help me, N4G. You're my only hope. He respects you guys more than me. Laugh out loud. I'm trying to get into Saints Row 2. Pile of shame. But I'm having a hard time. Graphically, the game has not aged well. Love all you guys. Later, guys. P.S. I found my copy of Red Faction Guerrilla at 11:25.
Of course you did.
Somebody who says Crysis 2 and Lords of Shadow are boring, that's one thing I can't say about either one of those games.
Yeah.
I can understand if you don't like those two games, but I can't understand how you could say they're boring.
No.
So, both of those games are... I love both of those games. A lot. Crysis 2 is on my list for games of the year. I really enjoyed that. And Castlevania, I think, was number 2 or 3 on my list last year. They're both lengthy, very well put together games in their genre.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't like video games that much.
Maybe he just don't like the games.
Free challenge.
What?
Fatality.
Oh, I didn't know what you said.
I thought he said freak show. That's personally what I thought. Then again, my hearing shot. I'm 30. I'm old.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're old.
I'm guessing he's referring to Tyrant94 because he responded and said, WTF, am I some snot-nosed blonde kid living on a desert planet where droids are the only ones who know botany?
Who responded?
Tyrant94.
Oh.
Yeah, he is talking about Tyrant.
Yeah, maybe droids are the only ones who know anything about botany, because I certainly don't. But I believe the word you're looking for, and I'm going to show my nerdness here, is bocce. The droids speak bocce.
Yeah!
Not botany. So, nerd pyon.
Yeah, they're water farmers. Can't fix the evaporators.
They can,
I wanted to go to Tashi Station.
They can speak to moisture evaporators and make blue milk. Lieutenant Renji says, have a good show, guys.
Oh, thanks.
And Tortellini1 says, I hope you guys have a great show. Have any of you guys played Infamous 2 yet? If so, how is it? God, I wish.
Apparently Best Buy has a demo of it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you have to go to
Who else has a demo of it?
Your mom.
Yep.
Sweet. I'm going to her house tonight. Let her know.
Infamous isn't one of those games I want to go play a demo of.
Because you want to get it, because you'll get into it.
Yeah. It's one of those games I want to sit down at my house and play.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, okay. Put your pants back on.
No. They deserve to be off.
And by the way, one of the cool things. One of the cool things that comes in the Hero Edition is the skin for the amp that makes it look like Sly Cooper's cane.
No, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Stop trying to justify your $100 purchase.
I am going to use the fucking sling pack.
Okay, get your man purse on. I don't care.
I'm going to use my sling pack with my headphones that have my Assassin's Creed tags, and I'm going to throw my Mirror's Edge back over the other side of my shoulder.
You know what?
It will look pretty.
You're not going to get beat
and
up at all.
It'll look pretty.
You're not going to get. Yeah, you're not going to get beat up at all.
Well, and then I'm going to go pre-order Resistance 3, and I'm going to get my Chimera Tooth necklace, and I will be badass.
No, I don't think badass is the word we're looking for. I think dumbass is more along the right line.
That is entirely.
Wow.
Hey, if that's what makes him happy, let him be happy.
No.
And then I'm going to go get myself a PS Plus subscription.
No, there's no value in that.
And then I'm going to go eat a Big Mac and...
and poop out a vase?
I pooped out a vase once. It was cool.
Jesus.
All right, anyway, that's it. I'm done with the Twitter.
Thank God the show's almost over.
Thank God.
Oh, God.
So, does anybody have anything else before games?
I have a shout-out.
Okay.
I'd like to thank Atari for making Daggerdale because it made Jason so angry and it was awesome.
That might be the highlight of that game.
You know, after the show's over, I'm going to have to take a Daggerdale.
Oh, see, I love this.
Make a pot out of it.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't see the value in that at all.
Oh, thank you, Atari. Thank you. I miss Angry Jason. We don't get it very often.
Oh, Bedlam Games. You don't know how happy you've made us.
You should make Gambus play games like Daggerdale more often.
Yeah.
Want to play Kung Fu Panda? That's actually better than Daggerdale.
Gambus doesn't have Kinect, so he would be just really confused trying to play
that
game.
I will drive up to his house and let him borrow mine just to play so he can get angry.
It'd probably still be better than Daggerdale.
It is better than Daggerdale.
I think I took a shit on the floor and it's better than Daggerdale.
And you made a bowl.
I made a bowl out of it.
A pizza.
A pizza bowl?
Not a pizza bowl.
I can tell you all of the glitches that are in Daggerdale, but it would take as long as we've already spent on the show.
I was going to say, why don't you make your own show then, because I don't want to hear it.
I know you don't. You still have to read my review, though.
I think we spent too much time talking about, apparently, this piece of crap.
Well, you're the one that brought it back up, so I blame you.
You said if anyone had anything else, I just thanked them. That's all I was saying.
Do you really think if you mention something on the show, it doesn't get
run into the
ground?
Right?
Daggerdale!
So that's the new word for excrement. So we're good.
Take a Daggerdale.
Okay. So anybody else?
That's a no, I guess.
Take that as a no. So Gambus, you can do your shout outs then.
All right, I'll give a shout out to the All Gen Gamers podcast, the Front Towards Gamer podcast, the Outcast podcast, and the Red Sun Gamer podcast. Those are all highly recommended shows by yours truly. And that is it.
All right, so I guess that's it. That's all I have.
I know our resident iTunes reviewer guy in here, but did we get any?
I don't know.
Did anyone look?
I didn't look.
You all fail.
I can't read.
Fair enough.
Then I have a game for you. It's called Daggerdale.
I don't think you need to read to recognize shit.
Well, actually, being able to read makes it more frustrating. I shit you not.
You Daggerdale me not.
Oh, for God's sake!
Beat you to it, Ryan. Oh yeah.
Oh, set up and I swing.
Swing and a miss, because that wasn't a very good one.
Oh,
it was good.
You just want credit for one joke.
I would like credit for one
joke. You already tried to steal my joke.
I did not steal it. I stole Ryan's.
Anyway.
Let's see. I looked up reviews. There's one that was on the 22nd.
That was last week.
Yeah. Was it? Let me see.
I don't think we read this one yet.
We might have not. It's from Butchie21. It's a 5-star review. Says one of the best podcasts. Been listening for about 3 years. First time writing in. Really like the new additions to the crew. The angry redneck.
Which is not here.
And the biscuits are the foundation of the food pyramid Brit.
Oh dear.
Bring back Arnold Soundbar.
Soundbar.
Who is your daddy and what does he do? And no Metal Gear love lately. What's up with that? Otacon. Seven.
Oh, yeah.
Barrel.
No Tourette's.
Daggerdale.
Daggerdale.
Keep up the shenanigans, guys.
Poop pottery.
And that was, and that was from Butchie 21.
Oh, that's great. Poop pottery barn. Oh, that's good stuff.
When my Alzheimer's finally kicks in and I'm rocking myself to sleep in a home and start screaming about poop pottery, you all know why.
Man, I don't know how many requests we get to bring back the Arnold soundboard.
It's been a lot.
But the problem is even if I played it, you guys couldn't hear it, so the jokes would kind of like lose half their meaning.
No. Maybe so, we'll bring it back next week.
Maybe we'll bring it back and I'll just play it and you guys won't know about it and it'll be funnier.
Like a personal inside joke.
Yeah, I'll just be the one laughing. They're like, what the hell are you laughing about? Give these people ale. Come on, Cohagen. Give these people ale. All right, so that's it. So, Mr. Khan, you have the ability to do whatever you want to do.
All right. And it goes something like this. Epic fail.
Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can!
It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar!
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! And
I always
live in anger. Killer Wolverine! Play games, not consoles! No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.